Good morning. Today is Friday, December 16th, 2022, and the time is 8:30 a.m. I now call this meeting of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas to order pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. Chairman Scanlon will not be in attendance today because of a conflict, so I'll serve as chair of today's Audit Committee. At this time, I will conduct a roll call. Commissioner Morse?
Here.
Commissioner Serna?
Present.
We have a quorum of three Audit Committee members present, so if there's anyone wishing to address the Audit Committee, please fill out a witness affidavit form and bring it to the front. Public comments and non-agenda items are limited to 5 minutes, and agenda items to 10 minutes. The first order of business is the approval of the minutes of the Finance Commission Audit Committee meeting held on October 28th. These minutes were circulated to the members in the pack. Are there any corrections to the minutes?
No, I move that we accept the minutes as presented. Rosie Morse.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I have no comments on the minutes either. Second.
Very good. Thank you. Any discussion, members? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. The motion carries. Now I'll move on to item B. Commissioner Retta, you start off with your report this morning.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So a brief report, simply with respect to the mortgage examinations that they are scheduled for 2023. As yet, we don't know the dates, but once that is in place, then we will report on that. And that's all we have to report.
Thank you. Next, Department of Banking.
Yes, Chairman. The Texas Department of Banking's audit report is on page 6. Two items, very brief. We will be conducting the control penetration rescan discussion during the Audit Committee executive session. And the second item is the Garza Gonzalez fiscal year 2023 risk assessment, which will be discussed a little later in the meeting.
Very good. Thank you. And Commissioner Pettit.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our report is on page 7. And as you've heard from the other agencies, we have the risk assessment from Garza Gonzalez, which will be presented here shortly. And then the outstanding item that we've been working on is from an audit by the Department of Public Safety related to criminal justice information. And there is an outstanding issue related to access by our IT department, and all IT staff have completed the CJIS training as requested. We are continuing to work with DPS and gathering information to clarify and determine any additional course of action that may be needed. There's a big bit of confusion, and we're working to clarify that to determine if there's any other further action required.
Okay. This time, we'll move on to item number C. Ms. Lopez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Kim Lopez Gonzalez, representing Garza Gonzalez and Associates. We are here this, I'm here this morning to present to you the results of the risk assessment that we performed for the three agencies, which then would combine to prepare the audit plan that you have included in your board packet beginning on page 8 through 26. This risk assessment is required on an annual basis to be performed for the state agencies that meet the criteria for it to be performed. Actually, the Department of Banking is the agency that meets the requirements of the Internal Auditing Act to have the risk assessment and an audit plan prepared for an agency. The other two smaller agencies compared to the DOB do not meet the criteria. However, the Finance Commission, because of the oversight, does require for a risk assessment and an audit plan to be prepared for those agencies as well. So the Finance Commission audit plan that you have does include the audit plan for all three agencies. Beginning on page 10 of this audit plan, this is our report to you, indicating that we have performed the risk assessment and we have a proposed internal audit plan. We would say proposed since you do have the authority to change anything that you feel needed to be changed as a result of this presentation. And it is for fiscal year 2023. Page 11 and 12 of the audit plan provides you with the methodology that we go through to get to this point of the audit plan, which which I indicated is a risk assessment where we review various documentations. And we also receive questionnaires that are completed by various individuals of the agencies so that we can get caught up to date on what has transpired from the last time we were here to perform the risk assessment. Page 12 does provide you with the 8 risk factors that we use to go through the risk assessment for each of the audit topics that we have identified for each of those 3 agencies, each of the 3 agencies. I'm going to skip over, I think that the what we should do is, if you don't mind, turning to page 21. Page 21 of the audit plan is the risk assessment summary for the Department of Banking. This is this provides you with a snapshot of the various potential audit topics that we have identified for audit, potential audits, and these are 17 audit topics. We go through the risk assessment process for each of those audit topics and rank them as high risk, moderate risk, or low risk. As you can see here, there are 4 areas identified in the high risk area, 6 in the moderate risk, and 7 in the low risk. Based on our review and discussions with staff and also with Commission Member Scanlon, we are recommending for audit the items number 2 and 3, which is the procurement, contract management, and hub area, as well as item number 3, corporate activities, for audit. And I don't like to make you go back and forth, but on page 14 of the 14 and 15 of the audit plan, this does provide you with the areas recommended for internal audit. So in addition to the risk assessment and this audit plan for DOB, we are recommending for audit the corporate activities area and also the procurement, contract management, and hub area. In addition to that, we will prepare the 2023 internal audit annual report and any other tasks that we may that may be requested of us during the year. So our just to give you a little bit of background on why we are recommending items number 2 and 3, both the payroll and HR area and procurement areas, both the payroll and HR is one area, and the procurement areas went through a post-payment audit. And as a result of that, there was only 1 recommendation made related to the payroll and HR area, and 11 recommendations related to the procurement as a result of that procurement audit. I mean, the post-payment audit. So what the Department of Banking has done is they do a self-assessment and have indicated that everything, all those items have been addressed. So we feel that it is a good time to validate those the status of those recommendations related to procurement, as well as to perform other procedures to ensure compliance with various requirements. Now, corporate activities, this is ranked as the 3rd highest area this year. However, last year it was ranked as one of the I believe it was the highest risk area last year, but we did defer that area because of the newness of the director that was in there. So we feel that this year is a good year to audit it since it was deferred last year for audit because of those reasons. So as I indicated, we are recommending the procurement area as well as the corporate activities area for audit. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions related to the Department of Banking's audit plan.
I have a question, and I know it's going to relate to all 3 agencies, but you have the management information systems, including disaster recovery, as moderate risk and low risk, the IT examinations. And I can understand the IT because Texas does have a separate agency that's overlooking everything. But at the county level, I don't know if you're aware, but almost all the county agencies are starting to get hit by ransomware. And even with the disaster recovery plan, they are frozen. And it's the ones that are being hit hard are high online volume, and is the appraisal review boards or the appraisal districts, the central appraisal districts. So with that in mind, and I realize Texas has started this separate agency that's trying to build firewalls, but Are you concerned at all that there might be a possibility for that?
The MIS, that's the one that you're referring to, right? Yeah, so one of the risk factors that we consider those types of risks would be number seven, the fraud, waste, or abuse. And so...
it's more cyber attacks, which is not internal.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's the outside firewall. And I mean, you know, it's just...
We do, but as you indicated, there is the DIR that does... I guess the department does request DIR to come out and do some type of testing, right?
Thank you. I can remember the initials of the agency. I knew it's there, but it's still kind of a...
Right. The DIR does do periodic testing, and we do our internal testing ourselves. We have a lot of security controls, and, you know, we've gone through all the traps, if you will.
Well, that's good. But, I mean, it's just concerning because I'd say the county agencies, particularly the ones that are getting hit, Harris County, Dallas County, Tarrant County have been hit with ransomware.
Sure.
And they thought they were going.
Yeah.
And so.
It requires constant vigilance. And there's also every other year we through DIR's contract vendor, we all go through an analysis of our cybersecurity assessment of our against the metrics of the Texas cybersecurity framework. None of that is bulletproof, right? But we're trying to mitigate risks the best way we can. And so it requires constant vigilance and, you know.
Well, and it also affects your disaster recovery plan.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if you aren't on top of it, you're not going to have a way to recover.
But to answer your question, yeah, that is something that is very concerning, I think, to everybody, especially auditors when we consider it. But I think, I can't remember which agencies or all the agencies. I know they're up for cybersecurity. What, in 2023?
The Department of Banking is doing one in 23, and we just reported to the executive in the executive session the things that we've done to remediate the items that were
just making sure. Yeah. I mean, more and more, all of business, those are high risk areas.
Yeah. Oh. And we're scheduled in 2023 as well. In fact, I had a meeting with our IT team yesterday, and we're taking preliminary steps to determine when we're going to schedule that, at least that cybersecurity framework review, which should evaluate some of those measures and where our maturity is on the maturity scale.
So we do also consider if they're up for any type of review by an outside agency as well for these areas and how it will affect, you know, somebody else coming to look at it.
And the cybersecurity framework is every 2 years, so we do it continuously preparing for that.
Right. Thank you.
And on a different note altogether, what was the last time that, or remind us of the procurement and post-payment audit that was conducted?
So if you look at page 24, I'll lead you to that one here. And the procurement, it's item number 14 here.
Right.
So as you can see here, it really has not had an internal audit for at least 10 years because this gives you a 10-year history of when it has had one. But it has had a post-payment audit, but we consider that more of a limited type of review.
Okay.
When we look at the report on what was performed. The next agency here on page 22 is the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending. And this agency has 12 auditable areas, potential audit topics, with 3 as high risk, 3 as moderate risk, and 6 as low risk. The highest risk area here is the mortgage examinations area. And that is the area that we are recommending for audit this year. This has been a highest ranking area for the last 2 years. So since it continues to be high ranking, we feel that that is the area to audit this year for fiscal year 2023. And in addition to that, in addition to the risk assessment and audit plan for the agency, we will also perform a follow-up of any prior year internal audit recommendations that were not fully implemented as of August 31st, 2022. We will also prepare the 2023 internal audit annual report and any other tasks that we are assigned by the Finance Commission in the year. Any questions on the savings and mortgage lending audit plan? The third agency, page 23, is the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner's risk assessment summary. This agency has 12 auditable areas. Something that I probably should point out is that last year there were 19 auditable areas. What we did this year with the feedback that we received from the audit chairwoman, and also we spoke with Leslie during the process, we decided that it was best to combine the 5 examination areas into 1 examination audit topic. So that we can get more coverage of the audit topics during every 3 years. I believe that's what the Finance Commission has wanted to do, is make sure that we kind of consider getting the areas audited hopefully once every on a 3-year cycle. Since what we would look at may be similar to the various examination, the processes that are in place, we felt that examinations could be combined into 1 area. In addition to that, item number 10, the potential audit topic, business registration and professional licensing, that also was combined, those 2 areas were combined into 1 to decrease the areas to 12 auditable areas versus 19 in the previous years. Based on the risk assessment, there are the 2 highest risk areas are payroll and human resources, and the 2nd one is examinations. We are recommending for audit the highest risk area here, the payroll and human resources area. It has just not, actually all the agencies have just migrated to the new tax system for their financial and HR and payroll area. So, we will be looking at the payroll and HR area, which has not had an internal audit for at least 10 years also. So we feel it is a good time to look at that area in 2023. In addition to that, just like the other 2 agencies, we will also perform a follow-up of outstanding comments and recommendations from last year, and also prepare the annual report that is due to be submitted to the SAO and other state agencies by November 1st.
And the TP
audit. That's right. Thank you for reminding me, because this is an odd year and we will be performing the TP. Let me go to that page so you can probably look at
that.
Page 19 of the audit plan provides you with what we will be performing for the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner, which is the audit of the payroll and human resources area, and also the TP fund investment portfolio administration audit, which has been a required, a periodic audit every odd year. Thank you for reminding me about that.
I just want to make sure that we're yes. aware, and that we do plan to do that this year.
And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have regarding the audit plan for the Finance Commission on any of the 3 agencies.
No questions?
No more questions.
Thank you. Then with that, do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the agency's fiscal year 2023 internal auditor's risk assessment and audit plan?
Chrissy Morris, so moved.
Dr. Sedna, second.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Any discussion, members? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Members will now move on to item D. Commissioner Pettijohn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's a very brief report on page 27. We are in a cycle of normal activity that's presented here. We're in the concluding the 2nd reimbursement period, 2nd period of the grant cycle. So reimbursement requests will be coming in January, and we'll be able to process those, and we'll have a 2nd period report that we'll expect in the spring, later in the spring. So that's all I have to report.
Thank you. At this time, I believe we'll be going into an executive session for the Department of Banking on the Audit Committee. For the record, attending the Texas Department of Banking will be Deputy Commissioner Wendy Rodriguez, General Counsel Catherine Ryer, Information Security Officer Jesse Garcia. Also in attendance will be Assistant Attorney General Glenn Imes from the Office of the Attorney General, The executive session will be held in the conference room, and we anticipate the executive session to last about 15 minutes. It is now 8:50. At this time, the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission will go into closed session pursuant to sections 551.076 and 551.089 of the Texas Government Code. So for the majority of you, you'll stay in here. The rest of us will move to the conference room. 9 a.m. And the commission is now back in open session. No action was taken during the closed session. If there's nothing further of business for the Audit Committee, the Finance Commission of Texas is now adjourned. Time is 8:59 still.
Thanks.
We'll do a little musical chairs real quick. Everybody get in their assigned seats.
You can't start for a minute anyway. So.
Yep.